Protests against the Taliban provoked violence today as the insurgents turned rulers of Afghanistan fired shots into crowds in at least two cities. In Kabul, the airlift of U.S., allied, and Afghan civilians and others continues as more American troops land at the airport. Desperate crowds remain outside. And as Jane Ferguson reports from Kabul, again with the support of the Pulitzer Center, there is fear and hopelessness.
Each day brings growing desperation at Kabul International Airport's perimeter walls.
U.S.
At this entrance gate, British soldiers try to maintain order amongst frantic civilians, anxious to make evacuation flights out, as Taliban soldiers, victors in this war, watch. British troops are here to process people who have been approved for flights out, but all civilians who show up must first pass through Taliban checkpoints to get here.
They attack on my sister with a gun. And again, that the American soldier stopped here and carried us in here. Now we don't know what should we do. When we go out of here.
This young woman fled the western city of Herat when Taliban fighters took over and tried to force her to marry one of them.
And you're a doctor.
You are a doctor. We are, because just now, even the Taliban came to Herat city, I cannot even drive. I sold my car.
Like so many who come here, she has no visa and no flight out.
Do you think you're going to be able to get on an airplane?
I don't know.
Where do you want to go?
We don't know. Just I want to go there, be safe. Just feel alone.
You don't feel safe?
No.
People beg to be allowed in, aware that each day is one closer to the end of this eventual evacuation. The fear of being left behind is palpable.
For all the crowds that show up here, you've got the lucky ones over here who have visas and paperwork, and the soldiers are able to help them. They're able to show them into the airport, but you also have the unlucky ones, so many of them, just like these families here, with newborn babies arguing with the soldiers trying to get them to move over so they can separate those who get to leave the country and those who don't. And all the while, those gunshots that you hear in the background, just beyond these vehicles, that's Taliban checkpoints, and they're firing off their rounds.
The emergency evacuation of Americans and their allies from Afghanistan in the midst of a sweeping Taliban takeover of the country continues. There are now 5,000 American troops at the Kabul airport to ensure embassy staff and Afghans who worked for the U.S. and allies make it out safely. Amidst the chaos, tens of thousands more who once worked with and for Americans now fear being left behind and at the mercy of a vengeful Taliban. In Washington, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Mark Milley briefed President Biden at the White House. They spoke at the Pentagon later in the day.
It's obvious we're not close to where we want to be in terms of getting the numbers through.
Austin was asked if he could send forces into Kabul City to help the passage of people to the airport.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to continue to try to deconflict and create passageways for them to get to the airfield. I don't have the capability to go out and extend operations currently into Kabul. And where do you take that? I mean, how far can you extend into Kabul, you know, and how long does it take to flow those forces in to be able to do that?
Milley defended the intelligence estimates on the stability of the Afghan government and security forces, which forecast one scenario of a total collapse in months or even weeks.
I did not, nor did anyone else, see a collapse of an army that size in 11 days. There'll be many postmortems on this topic, but right now is not that time.
Elsewhere in Afghanistan, some initial acts of resistance to Taliban rule were met with swift violence. Former President Ashraf Ghani, who fled the country on Sunday, hours before the Taliban swept into the capital, appeared for the first time in a video sent from the United Arab Emirates. Ghani denied reports that he had over $150 million in cash in bags when he left. He also addressed the many failures that led to the Taliban takeover.
We failed in politics. But which politics? It was the failure of the Taliban leadership. That was the failure of government leadership, and also the political failure of the international allies.
The Taliban says it won't seek revenge against those who worked for Ghani's government, including members of the Afghan National Security Forces. Most here don't believe them. This family of four boys and their mother lost their father, they told the NewsHour, just a month before, a high-ranking helicopter pilot killed fighting in the war. They have visas for another country, but with the commercial airport shut, no way out. The Taliban knows me, the eldest son tells us. They know us all. For professional, educated women here, like the doctor, life is now divided between before and after the Taliban came to town.
In the past, when the Taliban was not here, we have almost good life. I could drive, but now even I cannot go out of home without any man. Even within these 2-3 weeks, we are so bad life. We had a good life. That was good for us.
And what do you think is going to happen to you? What do you think will happen in the future?
I don't know. If I go out of here, I'm too sure that they find us. I'm certain I had a good work in Herat City. I was so famous in Herat City, but because of just my life, I should live out of there.
And, what are you going to do right now? What are you going to do?
Right, I don't know.
A British commander went to talk to the Taliban fighters, trying to ease the tension. But his troops were still forced to turn back those not on the list for evacuation, including the family of the pilot killed in action. Nothing could ease the painful indignity of being pushed back behind the razor wire, back towards the Taliban.
And in an exclusive interview today with ABC News George Stephanopoulos, the president again defended his decision to withdraw. And he said that U.S. troops will stay as long as it takes to get thousands of American civilians out.
So Americans should understand that troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And
if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
And with that, Jane Ferguson joins me again, and she is in Kabul. Jane, just some remarkable reporting that you've done for us all this day. You listened to President Biden's interview today. What struck you from what he had to say?
Well, the point that he was just making that we just heard from him there was very striking, that if they were to stay later, they would do so to get out American citizens. Again, there still isn't quite so much clarity as people here need on what the interpreters and those who would be getting SIV visas and different kinds of visas, those who assisted American forces on the ground, how are they going to get out? Journalists and diplomats are contacted every day, constantly right now, by people like that who haven't been given a visa, that is stuck in process. The other thing that he said that was interesting when he was pushed on whether or not he took responsibility or he thought that this had been a crisis or a disaster that could have been averted, he very much so doubled down on his blaming of former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, saying that because he abandoned his position effectively, left the country, it was him that precipitated this crisis that couldn't have been foreshadowed.
And as you were reporting, Jane, former president or President Ghani revealed his whereabouts today after just leaving the country abruptly over the weekend.
That's right. He had been missing for several days. He had not addressed his people. He just left the country, and it was an absolute mystery and really an enormous scandal here. The government collapsed and the security forces collapsed within hours of him leaving and disappearing. And so today we heard that he had shown up in the United Arab Emirates, that country had given him a humanitarian visa or a humanitarian reprieve to leave. He released that statement trying to push back against the enormous criticism that he has faced because of his abandonment of the country, saying that that he blamed the Taliban, he blamed certain political processes, that he intended to return to Afghanistan, and pushing back against these accusations that he left with vast sums of money. And so, you know, I don't think anybody sees this as a realistic attempt to save face, but people had been absolutely astounded that they had not even heard from their president up until this point. So it's not entirely unexpected that he at least released a statement and showed the nearly 40 million citizens of Afghanistan where he was.
And finally, Jane, back to all those people trying to get out, factoring in what President Biden is saying, what is the sense there of how long these evacuations are going to go on?
We know, Judy, that they're getting more efficient. You know, we can hear the planes. Where I am right now is very close to the airport. We can hear the planes take off and land. And we have seen, you know, very patchy cooperation between the Taliban and the American and other security forces that are here, where the Taliban had been basically making life difficult around the airport. They had been agitating people, frightening civilians, beating people, firing guns over their heads. We've seen at times a little bit of a reduction of that. And also it's believed that the runway is much clearer now, so they're able to get people in and out more efficiently. But there are still thousands of people here. There are still many people trying to get out. I've spoken with militaries here who estimate anything from 2, 3, 4, 5 days left for this. But as you heard from President Biden, it may take longer. That puts a lot of pressure on everyone involved, because we're at the end of the day, we're talking about the American military in close proximity and surrounded by the Taliban. So nobody wants this to have to go on any longer than it needs to.
And the president saying August the 31st, but we will see. Jane Ferguson reporting again from Kabul. Jane, please stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.